Hey everyone, this is Sirwin Haynes. We are here with ELAC football head coach Bobby Godinez. Big matchup this Saturday against Mount SAC. The Mounties are coming in to Weingart. Also a very important Saturday because we are honoring the 1974 California State Championship ELAC football team. But first to the Mount SAC, face the Mount SAC team, by the way, Coach Godinez is one of his former schools. You face a Mount SAC team this week. Got identical records at 2-1. So when we sat down a couple weeks ago before the Orange Coast game, you spoke of the importance of the season opening Cerritos loss for this squad. With that in mind, talk to me a little bit about where you feel the team is at now.
I think we're in a good place. We've responded to the loss and seem to be going in the right direction. I mean, we're fixing some of the issues that we had in that week one loss. And, you know, guys are really focusing in and really working to perfect, you know, what we need to be doing for these games. So I feel excited about what we're about to face and what we're about to do.
As you mentioned about the two games, the team did take care of business against Orange Coast, OCC, and Compton. But with respect to those two programs, you are looking at a significant step up in an opponent this week with the Mounties coming in this Saturday. How do you handle that as a coach? Do you make a point to your players during the week along the lines of, hey, this team's going to be tougher, we need to really do X, Y, Z? When you're facing a difference, a step up in competition, how do you address that, if you do?
Well, you know, anytime you play a school like Mount SAC who has the tradition that they have, you know, it's just a step up and just kind of everybody's approach with everything. However, we're not changing anything we do. We've preached from the very beginning, we're going to play our game and we're going to focus on our team to win all these games. And so it's really no different from week in and week out, whether we're playing Orange Coast, Compton, Cerritos, or Mount SAC. But it's always special when you get to go and play an alma mater, you know, like a Mount SAC and, you know, some of the guys over there, guys that I played for. And, you know, so that makes it a little bit more exciting, but, you know, nothing changes on our end.
Speaking of the Mounties, two things stand out to me. So far, they've only allowed average 136 yards passing this so far this season. Even with their loss last week to Chaffee, they only allowed 177 yards to the air. And on offense, on the ground, they average 194 yards, which is kind of like the mirror image, kind of opposite of ELAC. ELAC so far has averaged almost 300 yards through the air this season in three games, and they've only been giving up 68 yards on the ground per game. So what are your thoughts about that, about those opposites? I know you mentioned about focusing your game, but with that in mind, how do you think your team needs to deal with that?
I think a lot of what happens between offense, defense, and those types of statistics is really how the games that you play go, you know, whether you're behind and having to throw the ball or ahead and sustaining a run. And I think just the way that our games have gone have kind of allowed us to play that way, and probably vice versa with Mount SAC. So I wouldn't put too much into those specific statistics. What I see on film is a Mount SAC team that is really good on both sides of the ball, very physical, very athletic, and very well coached. And on our team, you know, it's the same thing. You know, our coaches do a great job of preparing our guys. So it's just going to be a hard-fought battle, and really it just depends on who comes out and throws that first punch before you see how that game unfolds.
Going back to Orange Coast for a second, when I came out to you to congratulate on the first win, the first thing you said to me was too many penalties. I think you mentioned to me last week about it. There's 22 penalties in last week's win. How do you address that part?
I address the penalties during the OCC week, and it's penalties that really cost you off of big plays and dumb penalties.
Right, the 15-yard one.
Right. The way the Compton game went and kind of how it was managed, it wasn't to me as detrimental to the progress of our team. It was more of a management by the referees. And so you got to take that with a grain of salt. I don't think we made as many mental mistakes with those penalties. And so I wouldn't put too much into last week's, you know, kind of penalty brigade, I guess you can call it. But I do think our team is addressing its focus and making sure that we're prepared to do what we're supposed to do so that we can just play football.
And when you say advantage by the referees, are you talking about maybe, you know, some crews, the way they go about calling the game, some crews are called tighter, some crews, you know, maybe focus on certain things, maybe certain things a certain crew might hone in on, they may call fouls or call penalties on, where another crew, they may have a different focus?
Well, I think it was the game was a 60-point ball game, and so sometimes when it gets to that point, and you know, it might get frustrating for the opposing team, it might change the way they play. They might get a little frustrated, and I think the referee sensed some of that tension between us and decided, you know what, we're gonna have no tolerance with anything, and maybe threw a few extra that they probably wouldn't in a culture game.
But lastly, May mentioned it earlier, this Saturday we're honoring the 1974 state championship team. In that spirit, I'd like to ask you, as someone who's had success with this sport, what does it take to build a championship football team at this level?
It takes a lot of support, you know, from your coaches, from yourself, from your team. You got to be able to recruit. You got to be able to, you know, hold people accountable and really focus on a goal and keep things structured, and that's kind of what we've done since we've been here. It's great to see the 74 championship team being honored. It'll just kind of show you full circle what this program has done from where they used to be, you know, maybe went through a little bit of a lull, and now it's back. And it's kind of neat that it's going to be, you know, both of us on the field at the same time. And, you know, that's our goal, and that's where we're trying to go. So it's maybe hopefully a foreshadowing of us at least making a run at some things.
Do the players glean anything from it, from that history?
I think they're really just focused on the next. We really preach focus on the next opponent, and that's it. So I think that's their focus right now.
Okay, good. All right. Well, that's it for now, and I'll see you Saturday.